Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Is it raining yet?
Not as of a couple minutes ago, no.
Okay. I haven't been outside in a while either, so I was wondering. Rain is supposed to pass through today. Drying out tonight. Tomorrow looks quiet.
Okay.
Sunday, we're on snow watch. Snow watch.
Don't say that.
2025. Well, we are. I mean, you got to laugh about it, right? You got to have fun.
I guess.
Don't be sad.
Yeah, I guess this is the perfect time. I'm waiting on a snowblower. Should have been delivered yesterday. I don't know what they were doing, but it didn't come yesterday. So hopefully today is the day since snow is coming in.
Well, that's what we're watching for, right? I mean, what is this actually going to be? Because this Arctic blast is going to hit Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday night, it's supposed to change over to flakes. And like, how much snow is it going to be? Is it going to be shoveling snow type of snow?
Oh, I hope not. I hope this is just like a nice little flurry.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Just a little taste.
Let's ease into this winter.
Yeah, we don't need to take a whole big bite right now. Just a little bit.
So last night, I woke up in the middle of the night screaming.
That's never a good thing. Dare I ask?
I'll tell you why next. I don't know if you've ever had a scream dream. Have you ever had one of those?
No, I have never even heard of one of those.
I've only had one in my life. You're having a nightmare and then you wake up screaming.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But last night, that was not it. So what's happening is my boys have today off from school. They had yesterday off from school. They have today off from school. So they are treating these 2 days like it's the weekend.
Yeah.
And therefore, bedtimes go out the window. They think they can have extra screen time. I have no argument against it. I mean,
right.
Why not? You have the days off. Go
Enjoy
ahead.
Enjoy yourself.
Right. However, their mother and I don't really have that luxury. It's not the weekend for us.
Mm-hmm.
We both have to work. On Friday mornings, I have to get up a little extra early. So last night, I went to bed a little earlier. It was a long day. I went to bed about 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually fell asleep pretty fast
last
night.
Love that.
And I'm in dreamland. I am sleeping.
In a nice little slumber.
And in the middle of the night, I hear a next to me on my nightstand. And I woke up and I'm like, ah!
What a reaction. Just to something that you heard on the nightstand?
Oh, my God. What is going on? And I jump up in bed, and Paula jumps out of bed and flips on the light. And there's my son, Will, standing next to my bed by the nightstand. What are you doing here right now? I look at the clock. It's 10:35.
I know exactly what he was doing.
I've been asleep for an hour. And he's like, oh, I was just looking for your laptop.
Oh, a laptop. I thought he was looking for his phone because I know you take his phone at night and put it in your bedroom.
We do take his phone. And I believe he's given up trying to, because there's no way, it's locked anyway. He can't access the phone. The phone is useless to him at night. So now he's looking for other electronics.
The hoops that you have to go through. Just turn the Wi-Fi off.
So he was searching for my laptop and scared the bejesus out of me.
Well, he'll never do that again. I'm willing to bet.
I hope not. T-Swift, the Q Morning Show. It was yesterday at this time that I was talking about how Starbucks yesterday released some holiday glasses. I guess one of them was some 20-ounce bear-shaped iced coffee glass.
Yeah, I saw that because that was apparently a very hot ticket item yesterday.
Yeah, I just mentioned it in passing yesterday. You know, it's 6:45 in the morning. I don't really know what's going on. From what I understand from Alyssa is that pure chaos was happening.
Yeah, there was some drama. I saw it on my own social media feed, people that I knew getting in fights with somebody bought the last one in front of them.
Fights?
Not like a physical fight, but like just getting like, you know, testy.
So how early did these things sell out? If I mentioned it at 6:45 yesterday, they might have already been gone.
Well, here's the thing. When I got home, I saw this on TikTok. A girl, not here, I don't think, but she went before Starbucks opened at 4 a.m. to get this freaking cup. And she was out there and she saw like the baristas in Starbucks buying all the cups for themselves while she was sitting outside.
For themselves?
For themselves.
Oh, those are going to be online then.
Yeah.
Available to purchase online soon.
Probably on eBay already if you want to take a look.
Starbucks even had to release a statement yesterday of apology. They say the excitement for our merchandise exceeded even our biggest expectations. They claim they shipped more barista cups to coffee houses than almost any other merchandise this holiday season, but they sold out fast and they apologized.
Still not enough.
No.
More bear cups.
Good vibes on the way next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Red Flag Friday. You know, sometimes dating can be fun sometimes. You know, we always hear about the negative aspects of dating, but sometimes just being in a new relationship can be great.
It's exciting.
Exhilarating. But then you notice a red flag, and it's like that just puts the brakes on everything.
Stops you in your tracks.
And so Jacob has noticed a red flag, and Jacob is coming to us this morning. Jacob in Cleveland Heights. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us about the person you are seeing and this potential red flag.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we've been together for a few months now, since March, and it's been really great.
That's a while. That's,
yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah, so she's great. She's an awesome girl, super sweet. Everyone who's met her really likes her. She's always down to do fun stuff.
Well, that's a great sign.
Yeah, I love that about her. But it's starting to feel like she just might not have time for a relationship.
Oh, why is that?
Well, she's just never here because in the past like 3 months, she's been in town for like 5 weekends.
Ooh.
It just feels like she's been a little extra busy lately. And I mean, these are all really legitimate commitments. She had some out of town weddings to go to. And she didn't get plus ones for them.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't even dating when she RSVP'd to the wedding.
Right.
But before that, she's just always away and on different trips. She had a cruise with her family, a few bachelorette parties, a concert in New York last weekend.
Oh, wow. She's just like going all over the place here.
Yeah, all over. And I'm so glad that she has like a great time and such a fun, fulfilling life. It's just difficult when we're trying, when we're in these new stages of relationship and she's never here. And now she just told me that the other day her family booked a trip to go skiing in Colorado over the holidays. And now she's going to be gone for 2 weeks for that trip.
And does that include Christmas and like New Year's and the holidays?
Yeah, Christmas and New Year's, which is gone to the beginning of January.
Man.
Yeah, which is great. And I really like to see that, but it's hard to be a new boyfriend in a relationship on that end of things because it almost feels like I'm in a long-distance relationship. And, I mean, we don't live that far from each other, but it feels like we always are. So, like, I don't know if I'm being dramatic. I just don't feel like she has time for me.
What's your first thoughts, Alyssa?
I understand this. I mean, I get this, and I think that it's hard because it sounds like you really like her, but she's just not around. And how do you really, like, how do you progress and build something when the other person just isn't there?
Right.
Interesting response from Alyssa, because I didn't expect you to say that. Because I don't think there's any problem with her.
Oh, you don't?
I think this is Jacob's problem.
Oh, you do?
I do. Jacob does not sound like he's happy for her and that she's living her best life right now. It sounds like he's thinking more about himself.
Well, I think it's more so, Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not really like jealousy by any means. It's more or less like you just want to spend time with your girlfriend.
I picked up a little bit of jealousy.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. Like, she's going on to Colorado skiing for 2 weeks.
Maybe I'm just a little bit biased because I've experienced things like this back when I was dating a couple years ago. And I know it's really, really tough when it feels like they're just like never around and you're always fighting to try to just like get some time with them.
But what's the rush? Like they're just dating. So if anything, I think this could benefit them and a long-term relationship because they're not spending all their time together right now, and they're not burning out on each other, and she's going out and having fun. It sounds like Jacob needs to find his own thing. And Jacob, you got to be more busy. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. Life's expensive right now. This girl's parents sound loaded.
But the red flag is not with her. Like, if you can't handle this, if you can't handle her living her life, if you're not seeing her enough, maybe the relationship isn't right for you, but it's not her fault. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. Let's see.
216-474-0104. Is it a red flag that Jacob's girlfriend isn't around a whole lot?
She's always out of town. She went on, like, what, a cruise, bachelorette parties, concert in New York last weekend. And now she's going to be gone for the holidays, too.
Jacob, we will discuss this. We will take some calls. And hopefully you're going to hear some good advice, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
The Q Morning Show. Q.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
104. Friday morning, 7:30 banger, the Spice Girls, the Q Morning Show. We're in the middle of Red Flag Friday. We were talking with Jacob, who's been in a relationship with a girl since this past March. So that's
like
that's
six
a long
months.
Time. But for the past 3 months, he says she's never around.
I think he said what? She's been here like in town for like 5 weekends or something. She's just jet setting bachelorette parties, concerts, trips with the family, and just feels like she doesn't have time for him.
And Jacob's like ready to bail on this relationship because of that. He's wondering, is that a red flag that she's so busy? Let's go to Tina in Medina. Tina, good morning.
He needs to bail.
Oh, okay. So you think he's got to get out of there.
Now, why do you say that, Tina?
Why? Because she doesn't want to be with him.
Oh.
If she wanted to be with him, she would be inviting him to go to these weddings. You don't get a invitation to a wedding 6 months before and then you respond. It's generally a month and a half before you respond. She could have put plus one.
Okay, quick time out.
Going on a family vacation. She could be inviting him to go along.
All right, quick time out, Tina. She said weddings. I don't think that Jacob said weddings. I think he said bachelorette parties.
He
said weddings?
She's gone to some weddings, and I understood that, though, because he said she didn't get a plus one. They've only been dating for like 6 months, so when these guest lists and the tables for the reception and everything are figured out, I mean, I've been on the back end of wedding planning. I get it.
So do you think that this is the holiday season that he should go to Colorado and hang out with the family for 2 weeks?
I mean, that's what the text machine is saying, asking if he got the invite for the skiing trip, which it doesn't sound like he did. But we actually got a text saying that he should just invite himself on the trip, on the ski trip to Colorado. And if he's told no, then that's a red flag.
Invite yourself.
That's kind of bold, in my opinion. I don't think I would do all that.
I don't either. Jacob, I think you need to relax. I really do. I really think you just need to take a breath, calm down. Here's what you should do. Plan a trip for the two of you. It's been long enough. You guys can take a trip together.
You know what? Maybe even better. Maybe a staycation. I think that might be in order.
Just plan something where the two of you are together when she is available and see how that goes. If you don't think it goes well after that, then yeah, maybe she is pulling away. But I don't think that that's the case right now, or I think it's too early to make that call.
Well, if it gets to be the end of the year and you still haven't gotten to spend a weekend with her, I would say, let's revisit this.
Anything further, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. This morning, we head south to my hometown, or at least the city that I was born, Teresa in Canton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for playing. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You versus Alyssa, whoever answers the most trivia questions correctly will win the game. And if it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Teresa, are you ready?
Yes.
Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
Question two, what sea creature will use ink as a defense mechanism?
Squid or octopus.
Question three, Jennifer Lawrence announced that she's teaming up with Emma Stone to produce a movie about Miss Piggy. Who is Miss Piggy's longtime love interest?
Kermit the Frog.
Question four, what is the fake name sometimes given to a male patient at a hospital if their identity is unknown?
John Doe.
Final question. On the show SpongeBob SquarePants, who is the teenage whale daughter of Eugene?
Oh, I cannot think of her name, and I should know this. I can't think of it. Shirley.
Teresa, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Teresa, you did amazing.
Oh, thank you.
If it wasn't for that last question, you would have gone 5 for 5.
Wow. Okay.
As it stands now, you have 4 correct. Alyssa, meet Teresa from Canton.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
So, Alyssa, your challenge, you need 4 of these questions correct just to tie her. Question number one, who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Sorry, it was John Hancock.
Okay. That's why you call a signature
John Hancock. You thought it was Herbie Hancock.
I don't know what's going on.
Question two. What sea creature will use ink as a defense mechanism?
A squid.
Yes, octopus or squid. The correct answer there. Question three. Jennifer Lawrence announced that she's teaming up with Emma Stone to produce a movie about Miss Piggy. Who is Miss Piggy's longtime love interest?
Kermit the Frog.
2 questions left. Alyssa needs both of them in order to tie Teresa today. Question four. What is the fake name sometimes given to a male patient at a hospital if their identity is unknown?
John Doe.
Final question. Alyssa needs it. On the show SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I got this.
Who is the teenage whale daughter of Eugene?
Pearl.
She got it.
Duh.
She got it, Teresa.
Oh, man.
Good game, Teresa. Good game.
Oh, my heart hurts right now.
You're going to put a SpongeBob question in there. You think I'm not going to get it? Come on.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
My son was in the SpongeBob musical.
Oh, man.
Oh, Teresa, don't let this ruin your weekend, please.
I will not.
You could have gone 5 for 5.
You don't got to rub it in.
You
okay?
Missed the SpongeBob question.
Oh, man.
Teresa,
SpongeBob.
Thank you so much. This should make up for it. We do have OAR tickets for you.
Oh, awesome. My name is Teresa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Free Plug Friday, 216-474-0104. What do you want to plug on our show? Is it a small business that you have? Is it a side hustle? Is it some sort of charity event going on this weekend or in coming weeks? 216-474-0104. Let's start with Colleen in Aurora this morning. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. What would you like to plug this week?
I would like to plug my older sister's art business called Schlady.com, S-C-H-L-A-D-Y. She is an artist that is from Northeast Ohio. She graduated from Columbus College of Art and Design. She is now out in Colorado Springs, and she sells her art out there and online.
I'm looking right now, and I already love it. There is so much cat content here.
We're crazy cat people.
Stickers, no cards. I'm a crazy cat person, too, so you called the right show.
Yes, her stickers are use a very high quality vinyl. I have one on the back of my phone that is one of the holographic hexagons. It is the Very Ohio Ope. We've all said it.
Oh, Ope? No, that's super cool because I've become very picky about my stickers. I put them on my water bottle, and if they are not high quality enough, they will come off. So
I have one on my water bottle, too, that is the emotional support water bottle.
Same. That's what mine is, too. This has been through, like, so much with me. It is dented to shreds.
I've only had one of her stickers fall apart, and that was one of her prototypes in 2017. And it was on the back of my car. So that thing survived Ohio winters.
Wow. Okay. So these stickers are durable. And there's a bunch of other cool stuff here, too, which is, again, perfect for the holidays.
Yes, she does a lot of stickers, buttons, memes, quotes, sayings, pride.
One more time, how do we find all this stuff?
Schlady.com, S-C-H-L-A-D-Y.com. Now, it might redirect to an Etsy, but she links to her main site because Etsy charges fees.
Colleen, your sister would be proud that you're plugging her business, so thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah, I got to scoop me some stickers.
Happy to let you know. You have a great day.
That's how it's done. 216-474-0104. If there's something you want to plug this morning. Friday morning, you've got the Q Morning Show. Q104. Free plug Friday. Our show is your show for at least this segment. Ryan and Parma, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you want to plug this morning?
I'd like to plug the grand opening of my wife and her twin sisters, the salon in Parma, Ohio.
Ooh, my neck of the woods. What's it called?
It's going to be the Lipstick Twins Salon and Spa.
Lipstick Twins?
Yes.
I like it. And where can we find it?
It's 5855 Ridge Road.
5855 Ridge Road.
In beautiful Parma, Ohio. Yeah, they specialize in fantasy hair and makeup. They do wedding hair and makeup. And we do have the new viral head spa that everyone's been talking about.
Oh, I have not seen that.
All right.
Yeah, it's a new thing. But, yeah, come out today if you can. Grand opening. And that's all I got.
All right, Ryan, your wife should love you for this.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in some free plugs for her business.
Earning some brownie points with the wife.
Good luck with that. Chad in Chagrin Falls. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to plug the fact that Chagrin Falls is hosting a Sip and Shop event, which is put on by the Chagrin Valley Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by my business, Jackson Gray Jewelers. For tickets, you can go to www.cvcc.org. I know there's several left. It's a wonderful event put on through the community and the chamber, and it's a great way to kick off the holiday season. And we look forward to seeing everyone at Jackson Gray Jewelers.
And what is that again?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From 1 to 6.
Chagrin Falls.
I love a good sip and shop. That's like the best way to do holiday shopping to me.
Love going to Chagrin Falls, one of the coolest downtowns that we have in all of our suburbs.
I have never been, so I'll have to take a trip.
Hey, tomorrow they got an event. You hear about that?
I just heard about that. Yeah. A sip and shop event. Fun.
The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. There's this DoorDash survey that I'm reading. It says DoorDash orders for toothbrushes and toothpaste spike nearly 30% between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursdays through Saturdays. Now, why would that be?
I have some guesses, perhaps. Maybe some sleepovers occurring.
Oh, you think that's what's going on?
Yeah, it could be some sleepovers. Maybe forgot to pack a toothbrush. Or maybe just was never planning on staying in the first place, and now look at that.
Has anything like that ever happened to you in your lifetime?
Yeah, many moons ago, sure.
I would like to know, have you ever used DoorDash? Have you ever used DoorDash to have it delivered to someone else's house during a sleepover?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I've done that.
Have you ever been on a sleepover and realized that you've been missing something and you would really like to have that something?
Well, of course, yes.
I want to get into that. I've been asking Paula, I've been texting back and forth with my wife, Paula, if that was ever an issue when she first started having sleepovers.
Oh, yeah.
216-474-0104.
One of my best guy friends, I actually set up his bathroom with a bunch of stuff for any ladies that would be having sleepovers.
That's exactly what I want to get into. Have you ever used DoorDash to have it delivered to somebody's house for a sleepover? What was the one thing that you were missing on that night that you
couldn't be without?
Yeah. What is that thing? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Show. DoorDash says orders for toothbrushes and toothpaste spiked nearly 30% between 5 and 9 p.m. Thursdays through Saturday. So tonight's going to be a prime DoorDash night for toothbrushes and toothpaste. Tell me about the guy that you helped out. Who was that guy?
Oh, he's my best friend in San Diego, and he has some sleepovers every now and then. But I really made sure that he was hooked up with makeup wipes, women's deodorant. We had some moisturizer in there. The works. Basically, like, I kind of just got, like, one extra of everything that I need to go to bed and put it in his bathroom.
What a great idea.
I know. Yeah, he was all about it. He was like, you've got to help me set up the bathroom for when girls come over. He was so into it, and I was like, yes, yes, I'm in.
This sounds like a side hustle. Like Alyssa's overnight package for guys, but it's marketed.
Just for men.
Right, and it's got everything that a girl would want to have in an overnight case.
Yeah, I could totally.
Right?
You know what? Side hustles are on the rise. I was just reading this morning. That could be mine.
Because these things happen spontaneously. Now, it seemed like I obviously had toothpaste at my house, but it seemed like I always had like a bunch of toothbrushes too, because every time you go to the dentist,
yeah,
you get a toothbrush. So save those.
Also, men will just buy the cheapest right. pack of like six toothbrushes for like a dollar. That's what I always ended up with when I would have sleepovers at people's homes.
216-474-0104. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, Sarah in the car this morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
So I wanted to make a comment, actually, too, if I may. The comment about Alyssa stocking up the feminine things for her friend,
oh,
I think
yeah.
it was in San Diego.
Yeah, yes. That was like a side hustle idea.
To just like
okay,
stock
like,
up boys' bathrooms with things that women might need if they stay the night.
So I think there's a positive to that, but I will say if it was me and some guy had a bunch of female products in his bathroom, I would question to whether or not he had a female living with him.
Oh, no, so it could backfire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying, Sarah, but what if it was inside Alyssa's emergency overnight package and then the guy would just like, look, there isn't another girl living here.
That would be okay. Like if he started off with, hey, I don't want you to get freaked out because there's women's things here.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I bought this specifically for you. This isn't like my ex left it here.
Right.
Because
yeah.
that would make me angry.
Oh, I would be so upset if I thought I was using even an ex's makeup wipes. It's just the principle.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to use it.
Like throw that stuff in the trash before you invite somebody over because it just says I'm not over this person.
I'll have to tell him to like just write a little note and put it in there and be like, my friend made this care package. This is not an ex's.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and if I may, with the other one, you said the stuff that you were door dashing. So it wasn't me, but it was someone that came to my house. Am I allowed to share that?
Of course.
Yeah,
tell
sure.
us about it.
Okay, so I had a guy that we were friends with benefits, and he said, hey, I'm going to have some stuff door dashed to your house. Can you just, like, pick it up, and I'll be over. And I was like, okay, whatever. And in my head, I'm like, what could he possibly need?
Right.
And I get the bag, and there's two Red Bulls, a bottle of lubricant, and some toys of that nature.
Ooh.
That was dropped off to my porch, and I was like, what does this guy think we're going to be doing? I don't have that kind of time.
Like, dude, that's bold. Also, did you have to come face to face with that DoorDasher? Please say no.
No, oh. no, and no. No, I always say just leave it at the front porch. Like, don't even knock. The dog will bark. Like, just leave it at the door.
And all of these things went together, the Red Bull and the...
Oh.
Oh, they all went together, yeah. But I don't drink Red Bull personally, so it was for him.
You could definitely use context clues to like figure out what the purpose was.
There was also a bag of bird seed, and I'm
so
like,
weird.
What is going on?
Yeah, no, there was no bird seed.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, for listening to us this morning.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
The
you
Q
too.
Morning Show. Aaron from Avon Lake. One more chance to give Alyssa a loss before the weekend. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play this game. If you answer more of the trivia questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
Question one. What is the name of the center of a hurricane?
The center of a hurricane.
Yes.
I don't know. The nucleus, obviously, that's not right.
Question number two. What animal camouflages itself by changing color?
A chameleon.
Question three. The name of the famous German alcoholic drink containing 56 herbs and spices.
Oh, gosh. German. I don't know.
Question four. The 1995 movie starring the late Robin Williams featuring a magical board game that summons jungle dangers into real life?
Jumanji?
Final question. In the show Full House, what is the name of Uncle Jesse's band?
Oh, I love Full House and the Olsen Twins. Ah, oh, I don't know. Let's say the Rock Stars. I made that up.
Aaron, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? I think we had some tough ones in there today, Aaron.
I just think I'm not that good.
I think you did fine. I think we had some difficult questions. Alyssa is back. Alyssa, meet Aaron and Avon Lake.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
By the way, Aaron, what are you doing right now?
I have a 9 o'clock gym class.
Mm.
So what? We got 6 minutes.
All right. We better hurry up here.
Yeah, let's get through this. She's got to hop on the treadmill.
Unfortunately.
Alyssa, you need 2 to tie, Aaron.
Okay.
If you get any more than that, you will win this game. Question number one. What is the name of the center of a hurricane?
The eye?
The eye of the hurricane is correct. Question two. What animal camouflages itself by changing color?
A chameleon.
Question three. The name of the famous German alcoholic drink containing 56 herbs and spices?
Gin? I don't know.
Gin is incorrect. I have sworn off this drink. If I even think about it, it makes me ill. Jägermeister.
Ooh.
Oh, the Jäger pumps.
I've never had Jäger once in my life, but just like the smell of it, too much for me.
Question four. The 1995 movie starring the late Robin Williams featuring a magical board game that summons jungle dangers into real life.
Jumanji.
Final question. In the show Full House, what is the name of Uncle Jesse's band?
Oh my gosh. Is that like the Stray Cats or I don't know?
Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I forgot that. Buried deep in my brain.
We do have a clear winner today, unfortunately. It's Alyssa with 3. Aaron got 2.
Good game, Aaron.
A good game. I'm mad about the Full House one.
So am I. I watch it every day after school. I don't know how I forgot that.
Aaron, take out your frustrations during your gym class. Raise it up to level 10. Burn off those calories this morning.
Thank you.
But hang on real quick because we do have OAR tickets for you. So don't go anywhere, okay?
Awesome. My name is Aaron, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
It's Q104. Alyssa, tell us about the 3x3 trend.
So I've got to say, I just saw this today on TikTok. You're supposed to do all of this before 12 o'clock p.m. Just throwing that out there. Okay, so
before noon.
Before noon. So you've still got time. Walk 3,000 steps.
Oh, come on.
Drink 1/3 of your daily water goal. And eat roughly 30 grams of protein.
How am I going to get my steps in? I'm stuck here.
Yeah,
I'm not stuck. I mean, it's a good stuck.
That seems like way too many steps before 12 o'clock.
This is why we need the treadmill show.
Should we just get like walking treadmills like under the desk?
I had that idea. Like one day we do the entire show on treadmills.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
And we'll get our steps in.
That'd be funny though. We could try it.
What else? Water. What is my daily water intake?
1/3 of your daily water goal.
Well, what's my daily water goal?
You don't know that?
No.
Oh, I know mine. I have to do 70 milliliters. You can just look it up, like BMI calculator. So you figure that out. You're supposed to go through 1/3 of your water for the day and then roughly 30 grams of protein. I don't even know like how much peanut butter that is or how many granola bars that would be. I feel like I could get the protein done though. That just involves eating. The 3,000 steps. I don't know about that.
That would be a tough one. The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.